Hey, Satish, thank you for coming in. You're the CEO of a remarkable platform, Edge Platforms, Edge First Systems, which is part of the Infosys conglomerate. I mean, Infosys is such a dominant player worldwide, over 300,000 employees, so you're pretty much in everything. But you in particular are a leader in Internet of Things and digital transformation and so much more. You pioneer so much tech in that area. So we're going to continue our conversation. And again, thank you for coming in and sharing insights with our audience.
Thanks, Stephen. Glad to be here. Appreciate the time.
So, Satish, can you give us an update since we last talked about what you're doing with Edgeverse Systems, part of Infosys, and what are you seeing out there that you think the audience needs to pay attention to?
Sure. See, I think in last time we spoke, Stephen, I think the Gen AI thing was just in its early days and look, a lot has happened obviously since we discussed. One is we are very closely tracking a convergence of a whole bunch of technologies all coming together. And that convergence of technologies and the way it gets consumed in the context of an enterprise is changing the dialogue and discussions on how digital transformation programs are going to be executed into the future. So that's one part of it. The other is obviously, all things to do with AI and specifically Gen AI has brought about, a whole new, fresh, if you will, air into the art of possible with this technology. And also, asked, I think, put a lot of business leaders to rethink, how should their business function? How should technology in general be adopted, et cetera, et cetera. So all these discussions have come forth. And so we want to take a stock check on how enterprises are really doing with their digital transformation journey and how they see all this playing out. So we put together a study along with Forrester to kind of get a dipstick, if you will, across large enterprises. And after having discussions with around 600 plus enterprises worldwide, some interesting insights have come back to us. And one is around generally saying that digital transformation programs, while many are in flight, a good number of them are not necessarily achieving their full potential of what they expected and anticipated, right? In fact, only 20% said that they've actually achieved the objective that they set out. So there's a large number of enterprises who are still trying to figure out, and navigate their digital transformation journeys, if you will. The other is, I think there is a general feeling that, while the digital transformation programs are underway, it is also creating, certain other silos, data silos and organizational silos are still out there that they need to deal with. Especially given the emergence of Gen AI, we really wanted to know how do they see this playing out, and they feel that there's a need for a platform, a comprehensive platform that brings a holistic set of capabilities to drive this, if you will, AI-first business, right? And that's so many such insights, came through from this study that we did in the so we took a step back and we said, what does this really all mean? And started reflecting, and what we have come to on the understanding, and we believe this is how we've couched the next generation of platforms that we're going to release, is that the enterprises have actually invested in their digital core over many years, and obviously that's also augmented with legacy as well that still lies out there. And what enterprises really need going into the future to capitalize on the potential of Gen AI and many other facets of AI and automation is to actually have a digital edge component that sits on their digital core. And that digital edge we see should be an integral part of the digital transformation journey of these enterprises. And that's actually what we are now working on, Stephen, is to is build out this digital edge platform that enterprises can embrace, which brings multitude of technologies together in a very comprehensive manner that can be embraced by enterprises. That starts all the way from handling data, managing data, to harnessing data, to building out not only leveraging GenAI models, but also really we think the future lies in having embedded models within the processes. So we're building this platform to actually create these embedded models to power many operational processes. And then obviously augmenting this with many other capabilities as it relates to automation, which we've always been in the business of automation for a very long time. So we're bringing all that capabilities together. So we're really embarking on this new digital edge journey, right? And the new platform that which soon will see a beta release, a GA release, which has already been beta last year, is called Polaris Edge. And so our future really, we see significantly invested in this platform, Polaris Edge. And we see that playing a critical role in solving this need for a digital edge for all these large enterprises.
So what I'm hearing is, what I'm hearing then is that, there's been heavy investments in digital transformation, and we've been hearing about digital transformation now for the past decade. And it's becoming even more important because of generative AI and just all of this radical sort of really transformative applications that are out there, but businesses are still struggling. And you're finding in your research that you did with Forrester that only 20% of the respondents believe their organization have achieved success, even though this digital transformation is such a byword today, and everybody wants to use it to tackle operational efficiencies and things like that. And it's sort of really, they're not realizing the productivity gains. And in your study, you're also saying that digital leaders are leveraging AI and automation to unlock value, but there are still many at the beginner stage of leveraging it. And they're still really having, some challenges in leveraging it. And so you're thinking that a platform-based strategy, and it's interesting you use the term digital edge over digital transformation. So you're saying that the frontier and then unlocking all of that through a platform strategy. And then this way you can get efficiency at scale, you can get augmented human potential with generative AI, you can get connected networks for business resilience and reimagining user journeys through better interaction and so on. Did that summarize what you're kind of the challenges that you're seeing out there?
Well, absolutely, Stephen. You just covered it, very eloquently. I think it's all of the above that you mentioned. In fact, one of the biggest opportunities that enterprises face when they look at operational driving operational efficiency is all about how can you improve straight through processing. Irrespective of which business function you take, how can you improve straight-through processing? And that may not necessarily only be automation. It also has to do with augmentation, augmentation of human thinking and human decision making. So you're spot on. I think it's about amplifying human potential. It's a critical element of this. The other is also, building really contextual AI. See, while there is generative AI, there is foundational models out there, truly enterprises, for them to really consume this, what they really need is contextual models that are very relevant to them with specific data that governs and runs their own specific business or even specific processes, right? So all of that has to come to play, and that's what this platform does. It actually engages with the end users in building these contextual AI-driven embedded models, right? And it can consume generative AI foundational models where necessary, but otherwise, at the end of the day, it gets consumed as a contextual model, which is very relevant to this. The other aspect of the platform also, Stephen, is really And as we look, zoom back, we had spoken a little bit last discussion as well, is really all things to do with, you know, managing this thing on AI with respect to whether it is privacy or fairness or, you know, security, et cetera, et cetera. You know, how do you really build the right guardrails, right? So you can actually operationalize this very powerful technology and harness this in a way that it is safe for your business, safe for employees, customers, everybody around. And that's the other thing that the platform does, is actually bringing those guardrails and allowing enterprises to really scale, as you mentioned earlier, scale not only automation, but also scale human augmentation and embedding these models in a way that is that's something that, you know, is palatable and fits into the policy structures and guardrails of the company. And that's what this platform allows them to.
Yeah, I mean, the contextual aspect, I can see the importance of that, right? You know, generative AI or just AI in general, and all of the automation features that are out there, you want to make sure they augment and help, but there has to be sort of a contextual awareness and grounding in the needs of that business. And so you have to kind of corral the generative AI or the automation to fit into and improve the efficiencies by just doing it in a seamless manner so that the user doesn't experience challenges in the use of these different kinds of technologies. And what you're saying is that that's what you're doing. You created a really friendly kind of integration so that it is contextually aware and it works seamlessly with the needs of enterprises or you know, the people who are employing this for automation and for augmentation. Do you see then, and let's now go into a little bit of the future, you know, what do you see as some of the future aspects of a generative AI? I mean, we hear these things like multimodal. Like, what does that mean to you, multimodal, as these models evolve? And we've seen some early indications that on OpenAI side, for example, you have they're working now on GPT-5. You had Gemini Ultra come out just recently, and you know they're touting the benefits. Microsoft, of course, is working on across all of these different areas as well with open source models and things like that. But you hear this term multimodal. What does that mean in terms of your definition, and how will that change the paradigm, let's say in 2025, so even in a year's time?
Yeah, interesting one. And Stephen, yeah, this is, I think, an area that has matured since we last discussed, I think, in a big way. See, even in the context of enterprises, as they adopt this technology, especially, you know, in fact, one of the areas that we are invested heavily is in the customer service space. Customer support and customer service. And when you look at that one specific function, you know, the multimodal, if you will, ability to ingest and consume the output in a multimodal fashion is actually extremely critical and will be helpful. And I think it will make a difference. The real challenge, however, is still early days in terms of ability, you know, from a reliability and predictability perspective. So I think it's directionally very encouraging, and we have been adopting some of this these capabilities from multiple providers, not one specifically, and we see that expanding into a few other areas in enterprises as well. But definitely watching it is out very closely and trying and experimenting with some of these providers themselves directly, by the way, in the context of some enterprises.
And then we get into sort of workforce skilling. What do you think about that? You know, these are sort of major shifts in terms of capabilities and augmentation, helping people create and be more creative, more productive, and so on. What are your views on the reskilling aspect of the workforce out there, and even getting into education, you know, K-12, college and university education, to prepare the future workforce, the next generation in this burgeoning technologies that are out there. But it's not just that, it's like quantum computing and new chip technologies. It's really a massive convergence, which will just make things much more easier for people out there.
I think this is a major, transformation that we're going to see. I think you kind of alluded it, but not only in the context of enterprise, I think it has the ability to really change the social fabrics, if you will, on how learning in general will happen in future. So I think the potentials are immense, and we as a company are heavily invested in some of these things. One of the platforms that Infosys has built out, Lex, is a very well-known platform that actually is a training platform where, powered by AI, training hundreds of thousands of individuals on various set of technologies in different geographies around the world. Now, coming specifically to enterprises, I think we spoke about amplifying human potential. And one of the dimensions of that is actually training and enablement, right? And in fact, one of the customers that we're working with in the customer service space that I mentioned to you is working on a concept called as Uberization, Uberization of customer service, which means, literally, there's a very large segment of people who will understand their business to the extent they can actually just log in for a few hours to service the customers and log off. They may be moms who only have a select few hours, who may not be able to join the full workforce, if you will, right? The question is, how do you really harness all of this potential and bring them to play in the context of building your own enterprise and serving your customers? So even in that context of Uberization that I mentioned, I think that hinges, the success of a strategy like that and even the thought process of that hinges on ability to train and augment human capabilities and ramping up knowledge and know-how very quickly, right? All of these are an essential element of that. And we are already seeing some early shoots of this making a big difference. And even within our own company, by the way, we leverage this technology to drive support. And today, most of the support is actually done by our own platform, not necessarily humans. However, the support that the model actually is providing is now becoming a source of knowledge for training of employees who are joining the support workforce, right? So it's kind of a, if you will, a cycle, a virtuous cycle that will get kicked off. And we see that happening in multiple different areas and even in enterprises, and largely speaking about education in general, obviously it's going to be disruptive, I think. That's how I think this will all come to play.
Well, Satish, pretty exciting times, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, one of the things that, Stephen, that, this platform has been able to do is a very interesting proposition. This is not specifically around AI, but I'll just shift a little bit around data, because the ability to bring data together is equally important to be able to capitalize on the power of AI. Ability to orchestrate, is across processes, across partners, across data, is very important to leapfrog, if you will, right, from the current enterprise into this digital edge enterprise driven by digital edge that I mentioned. So in the case of one of the largest apparel manufacturers in the world, shoe manufacturers, we're able to deploy this particular platform to give them holistic inventory visibility across their entire network, even across all the retail chains, and being able to service every single demand that comes globally, irrespective of where it's going to get fulfilled from. So, you may be placing an order from Dick's Sporting Goods, but maybe receiving the order from a completely different retailer. As a consumer, you get exactly what you want. And while this collaboration and orchestration actually is pretty transformative, because now what we're saying is the entire global inventory is up for you as a consumer, or me as a consumer, to be able to source from. And all these retail outlets and the way, whether it is digitally or through physical stores that you interact, essentially becomes just channel by which you place your order. and how you get service is very different. And all the magic happens behind the scene on how it gets orchestrated, not only in terms of servicing the inventory, but also fulfilling your rewards program, as an example. So it's a very interesting use case that we have we've been working on for some time now. It's pretty live and actually, very interesting stuff happening, not only in the AI space, but also in terms of how data get orchestrated, you know, across massive value chains. And it's powered by the same platform. As I mentioned, you know, we see this as that convergence coming together, right? Not only from an AI perspective and automation, but also from a data. So this is where we're seeing, you know, this particular use case blossom very well. And we're seeing applicability of that in many other areas and many other industries as well.
So we're down to the last few minutes. So let me kind of summarize what I'm hearing, and then you tell me if I've missed something. So I'm hearing really massive efficiencies at scale. I mean, AI-powered workflow automation leverages machine learning, natural language processing, other AI techniques. It's touchless. It's straight through processing. It analyzes data. As you mentioned, this sort of convergence of data identifies bottlenecks, gives improvements, and it's just evolving and making things much more efficient. You're also getting augmented human potential with generative AI. Enhanced user interfaces, reduces the learning curve. You said you're even doing this with your own employees, right? Minimizing training requirements. It's a knowledge base that enhances productivity. And integrating models, as you mentioned, you have access to a variety of models, automates content creation, saving time, really allowing imagination into creation and action and increasing productivity. And then because you're working with supply chains and all of the different kind of partners that occur within enterprises and so on, again, it smooths the orchestration, the tracking, of working with partners and the interconnected nature of networks, allowing really swift response. You can monitor demand signals. You can ensure that you're minimizing disruption. And this is definitely reimagining the user a journey for a better experience. And we talk about multimodal. Multimodal really is the integration of text and audio and now video and graphics in a seamless way. And even the generation of this. So not only the ingesting of all of these different data sources, but also being able to produce all of these different data sources. And as you mentioned, you're working at improving the reliability of this, but leveraging user insights and data throughout the entire digital journey, which is not just digital transformation, but it's digital edge. And it's this combination of intelligent propositions, seamless embedding within ecosystems, really tying together all the signals within smart services, and it's on a platform strategy. Did that capture what you were saying, and did I miss some?
No, you captured it all, Stephen. I think it was pretty comprehensive the way you put it together. And the real differentiation here is all of this served on a platter as a platform. So that way, you know, the enterprises have the ability to harness different capabilities, because one of the challenges that they're facing is really multiple projects running in silos, different technologies kind of, you know, bringing all over the place. And the true value into the future, if you look at this digital edge-led journey, is really to bring all these technologies together to drive this, you know, higher order of value creation, if you will. And that's exactly what the platform does. So thank you very much again, Stephen, for this time. Appreciate you giving an opportunity to share where we are and look forward to the dialogue as we progress.
Well, that definitely, Satish, continues your leadership in entrepreneurship and consulting and supply chain and Internet of Things. I mean, you're one of the pioneers in the Internet of Things technologies, and now you're driving it with all of the other kind of automation tools that are out there, like AI and augmented AI and foundation models. So just really, your journey continues in leading the world. So thank you for coming in and sharing your insights with our audience.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.